it is. It's basketball. It's not a f***ing soft sport.
I love it, Gabe. I love it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. NBL Pocket Podcast, NBL 20 team previews. These just keep coming. I tell you, I'm just sick of them. The next team up is the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. They're playing in but a matter of hours. Thursday, 3rd of October. Let's start out with the... let's get right to it. The fan base mindset. Go ahead and play this one. This is from the comedy classic Dumb and Dumber.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry?
This is when...
I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life.
Sick and tired of not having a team.
Sick and tired of being
former fans of the Magic, just waiting, disliking
most of all
the Tigers and United, waiting for their own team.
I'm sick and tired of having nobody.
Sick and tired of having nobody.
Okay, Lloyd.
Okay, Southeast Melbourne fans.
Aspen
Phoenix, it is.
You better not be fooled.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Busker is back in Nutterwadding amongst other places. Okay, that's enough. All right, so we jump on here. Let's have a look. They've acquired everybody. They've lost no one. Consistently watch, can't do it. No such thing. They didn't compete in NBL 19. Let's look at the rotation, though. That we can do. I'm still going to say that they start Benson at center. Benson, Ty Wesley, Mitch Creek, Ben Maggin, John Robeson. Coming off the bench, you got Pinner, Trist, Armstrong, Stevens, Adnam Gibson. Gibson's hurt to start the season, and that's probably going to linger on. Older player, that's been the knock on him for a while, and he missed games last year as well. Kind of a big loss, and a decent part of that team that's not there. Last season record and place, well, you know it, not applicable. Over-under projections from topsport.com.au. I don't know how they did these. I don't know if they've just gone off talent and placed it within the league. The over-under is set at 14.5 games. I've taken the under. It's a tough one. This is a really, really tough question. Are they a 15-win team? I just couldn't do it because I don't think they're the fourth place, and therefore, I don't think they're going to win that many games. Because if they win that many games, they're in fourth place, and I've got Brisbane or Adelaide there. So, just by those maths, it couldn't happen. I love Mitch Creek, Ty Wesley, and by the look of it, John Robeson, he looks the goods as well. And I think all three have pretty big years, both from a fantasy perspective and in real life. Creek in particular, I think he's going to be exceptional. But too much is in the air around their third import, Benson, at a position they kind of need it, because I don't trust Dan Trist, and I don't trust Dane Pinot. So it was kind of a position they really needed. And I mean, like everyone else, I've only seen a couple of minutes of his play, maybe 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, 10 points in the time he's played. I don't know what to think. I've heard rumors that he's coming, he's going. After all that rumor, I'm shocked he's not the first import gone. We've had Chris Obekpa go, and of course Deshaun Taylor in rather spectacular fashion. All signs were pointing at Benson, but he's still there. So maybe he lasts the season. Maybe he's good. We're going to find out. But as I said, you got to nail those imports. So right now on paper, the way it looks to everybody is they're going 2 of 3 from that spot. And when you're a new team and, you got some holes up front, you need that. Gibson's going to miss time, and I spoke about this at the start. He's going to miss the opener, and if that lingers, there's a bit of trouble, because that means that then Carl Adnan becomes the primary tested backup at the guard spots. And he's more of a scorer than a traditional play setter. I like his game, and I actually see parallels in his game between him and Nathan Sobey. Sobey's a more athletic, stronger player. Adnan relies on his sort of quickness a bit more, but in the way that they're scoring guards, and you kind of need to get the pairing right on the court and have the right defensive matchup for Adam to flourish. Hopefully they use him in the right way, unlike Sydney Kings and Andrew Gaze last year. I thought he was misused and exposed defensively and offensively, put in positions that just weren't his strength, and rather obviously. It's a tough under for sure, but I rationalise it in that this team is not as good as what Brisbane or Adelaide were last year, and I don't think they're as good as they are this year. And they each won 14 games last year. They could very well make the over. I wouldn't bet it. And they're going to be around that 4-6 spot is my prediction. Let's have a look at their title odds. They're sixth likely to win the title at $10. Their highest ranked MVP candidate is Mitch Creek, tied sixth with Sean Long. So that's their highest ranked MVP candidate, Mitch Creek, at $12. Let's have a look at their import rank. I've got Robeson at the ninth best import, Ty Wesley just behind him at 10, and then Benson, I didn't see enough of him, so I had to put him at 24. So that means, you know, they're quite top heavy with Robeson and Wesley. They're good, but Benson kind of drags down the rating a bit. So I had them tied fourth and fifth with Adelaide, Brisbane, and New Zealand on their imports. And that put them at 4-5. So around about where I think they're going to finish within the year, depending on whether they get a couple of breaks. Looking at their local rank, I have them as the seventh best local talent in the NBL. I have Creek at number 3, Madgen 24, and Adam 27. So you combine those together and that gets 7th. I think at I had them above Cairns and another team that I haven't previewed yet, so I won't say. So total talent rank, import rank plus local rank equals total rank. 4 plus 7 equals 4th. I had them as the 4th best talented team. So, but again, 4th tied with 3 other teams. So 2 other teams. So don't read too much into that. As I said, 4-6. Schedule watch. Let's have a look here. So their first 7 games, first quarter of the season, they play at Melbourne tonight, October 3rd. They play Brisbane at home, Illawarra at home. Then they're on the road to Perth. They play Adelaide at home, Melbourne at home, and New Zealand at home. So that's a pretty good schedule for them. You know, Melbourne, I think they'll get beaten by Melbourne. I think they've got every chance of up against Brisbane, but I do think they'll lose. I think they beat Illawarra. I think they lose to Perth. I think they've got a real shot against Adelaide at home especially. They'll lose to Melbourne and then they'll beat New Zealand. So I've got them winning 3 games and losing 4, but that sort of, you know, that means they've got to win against Brisbane because they'll beat New Zealand, they'll beat Illawarra. They've got to either beat Brisbane or Adelaide for that to happen, and that's going to be the test to them. They could drop both of those games and that would take them to 2-5, and that wouldn't surprise me at all, but it's going to be a real test for them after that quarter of the season. That's where I'm going to get a better gauge of this team. Looking at their roster, very interesting little roster for the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. They play Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, and New Zealand 4 times each. So that's pretty good. You've got New Zealand in there who are, you know, certainly not the big 3, so that's handy. But Adelaide, again, I don't think this team's as good as Adelaide, so that's going to be interesting for them. They play Perth 3 times, Brisbane 3 times, Cairns 3 times, and Illawarra 3 times. Interesting with Perth, they play them twice away, 1 at home. So that does not work to their favour. Though you can notch up those 2 losses. They are not beating Perth and Perth. Not going to happen. Jumping through, looking at, they've got an interesting schedule anomaly, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. Only once are they playing a fresh team on the second of their back-to-backs or, you know, the 2-game round. So January 26th, Southeast Melbourne play Cairns. And that's the only game that's played in the round against a fresh opponent. So all their other back-to-back games that they've played. So they've played earlier in that weekend. They play another game. In all of those games, but that one game against Cairns, they're playing against a team that's also on the second game of a back-to-back. So they do this 7 of 8 times. So 8 times they're coming off a game with a game the next 1 or 2 days later. 7 of the 8 times they're playing against someone who's in the same circumstance. Really interesting little advantage for Southeast Melbourne. Most don't have that luxury on these 2-game rounds. They normally split it about maybe 3 or 4 times that they play someone who's also in the same situation. So this is a little schedule anomaly that if you really like that, and I haven't been able to put the numbers in and have a look at how many teams lost the second of a back-to-back, I can only assume it's a lot. It's a lot of travel and it's, you know, a difficult part of the schedule. And I also didn't look at whether those games are at home. It's just a little bit too much for me to do. But someone can nut out those numbers, and that may make the over a little bit more attractive. If I thought the roster was strong enough that it was a condition of coming down to those little things, I might. But there's just a few too many teething problems for me to go in for it. The 3 biggest questions for this team are, who are they? Will Benson be around? What's Ben Madgen got defensively? Terry Armstrong's odd, pouty behavior, tweeting that he wants to play more minutes. How to Creek, Ty Wesley and Roberson stack up against the likes of Patterson, Sobey and Glidden, and Randall, Griffin and Johnson, their immediate competition. Would you take Creek, Wesley and Roberson over those other teams? Looking at it, you know, there'd be a case for it, but it's everyone else with them. Does it work together? My second biggest question for this team is Mitch Creek a sneaky MVP candidate? He's still pretty high. I mean, he's in the top 10. What did I say it was? If I go back up here on my notes, highest ranked MVP, 6th, Sean Long, 12. So sneaky is a bit of a relative term. But, you know, you put $100 down, you could win $1,200. It's a decent, fun little conversation to have. He's going to be in real FU mode, especially obviously when they play Adelaide the 4 times, especially in Adelaide. And I actually think when they go to play Brisbane, I think even though he eventually made that World Cup team, there's still that element of, you know, Lamanis, you made a mistake, you know. I really do hate to bet the under on these guys and bet against Creek and Ty Wesley. I mean, Ty Wesley was a part of a losing team last year. I don't think a lot of that fell at his feet, but we'll see this year. But this is a better team than he had in New Zealand, I think. My third biggest question for this team is, do they wish they could have their time again in the preseason and sign Josh Boone instead of Benson? It was kind of what I was hoping for. I'm really surprised that this team hasn't really pilfered anyone from Melbourne United. I know they've taken Dan Triss, but I was kind of hoping they'd steal someone who's a starter. And Josh Boone was sort of teeing up to be that perfect guy, and I think would have really worked well. You would have teamed up Wesley and Boone again, who've won a championship together in this league. So that would have been a fun experiment. It hasn't happened, and as a result, there's not that Melbourne rivalry. I don't know if that was done on purpose or not, or it just didn't happen. Anyway, that's my big questions. Let's jump on to Hollywood Calling.
But Hollywood finally caught.
This is the team storyline, so how I think their season in NBL 20 is going to play out amongst the written word and screenplays of Hollywood. To sort of quantify what I'm thinking here, I'm not a big believer in this idea that this is a new team and they've got to mature and learn. This is the NBL. It's a bit of a pop-up league. Just us, the South Dragons from a decade ago. You know, they've got tried and true tested talent on this team. Wesley and Creek in this league, and then Roberson overseas. Imagine, you know, they've so as much as they've brand new team and different uniform, the players are familiar with the system, so I don't really get into that line of thinking. But they're good, but they're also competing against teams that I think are better: Perth, Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane, and Adelaide to an extent. Too many questions for me on this team. I got to be pessimistic, I got to be negative. So for that reason, I have chosen as their Hollywood Calling. You can probably hear it now. It's from The Who. It's their 8th studio album. No, this is not The Masked Singer. This is the NBL. The Masked Singer's on Channel 10. NBL's on SBS. No cross promotion. Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. Good luck in NBL 20. Thanks very much for listening. If you liked or disliked these previews, or even had some more insight on this team, by all means, find me on Twitter at NBLPocketPod, or send me an email at NBLPocketPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much.